Lee, and this is ABC's You with Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB. And today I am seeing someone who's laughing so hard because he can't believe I'm putting him on radio, but I am. Who am I seeing today?
This is Jerome Williams from St. Petersburg.
Jerome Williams. Okay, Jerome, tell me what you were just talking about with education, because I think the world needs to know, or at least all of St. Pete.
Well, I'm big on doing what you believe you can accomplish. As long as you're passionate and you have a love and drive for what you want to do, you can accomplish anything you want in life.
And what did you do that proved that to you?
Well, I'm a family law attorney. I ended up going to college, four-year college in St. Francis, obtained my bachelor's degree in biology, minored in chemistry, went to Ohio Northern School of Law, obtained my JD, and then soon after that, opened up my own law practice.
So you got to tell me what biology and chemistry have to do with law. The people want to know.
Well, the one way you can kind of intertwine those two things is in biology and chemistry, you need to utilize your analytical and critical thinking skills. And one thing that I've noticed that in my practice of law on a day-to-day basis, utilizing your analytical and critical skills are definitely useful and critical whenever you're kind of analyzing any kind of family law or legal issues.
I love it. I love coaching about unobvious connections. That's a really good one, I think. And what do you love about living in St. Pete? How long have you been in St. Pete?
I have been a St. Pete resident since 2014, so we're going on about 9 years.
9 years.
Yes.
Okay, what have been some of the highlights in those 9 years here in St. Pete?
Oh, definitely the way the city has moved forward, way the city has progressed. The one thing that I'm big on is supporting the LGBTQ plus community. Very big on that. Love embracing the diversity. The big thing now, I believe, the St. Pete Tampa Bay Rays are now developing a new stadium. I think it'll be ready in 2028. So just love seeing the progress that the city is making overall in terms of the unity and love that we're all hoping to share.
I love it. You do sound like a politician. He's got it all down. We did not rehearse this, I promise. But where are we actually having this conversation? I think it's worth saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Where are we? We're in a park somewhere. What's the name of this park? We don't even know. Williams Park, something, right? I think so. On 26th and 11th Avenue South. Yep. And we're at a very special girl's birthday party.
Yes.
I got to say, hey, can I just say real quick, what are we doing at this park right now?
Having a big party and fun.
And who's this party for?
Me.
And who are you? We've heard you on the radio before. What's your name?
Cora.
Your name's not Cora.
It's Cora Ross.
Cora Ross, otherwise known as Gracie. Gracie, and how old did you turn today?
5.
5, Gracie. Thanks for giving us 5 years of your smiles. We hope for many, many more. Say one more thing to the people of Radio St. Pete.
I love you.
That's really great. You heard it here on ABC's You at Wildwood Park in St. Petersburg, Florida.